anticonfixit.com. Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
Confession time. I almost feel guilty about how much I just saved at Kohl's. Almost. The epic deals are so good, you'll feel like you're getting away with something. Like spring tees for less than 10 bucks. Sandals that me and my family will wear all season for $29.99 and under. And bedding is 40 to 60% off. I even got Kohl's cash, so I'm totally going back for those sunglasses I saw. Can't have fun in the sun without gray shades, am I right? Select styles ends April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I am great. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Excellent.
My outstanding. My Jeep's no longer stuck across my driveway. I'm ready to go. Test Drive Road just wrote me that Braves win. Have they won? Because that's not what I'm showing. I'm showing the end of the seven.
Gosh, I don't know. I'll have to look. Maybe that's wishful thinking.
Well, because Smith had just extricated himself. Again, I'm just following on the internet. Smith had extricated himself, that's Will Smith, from a dastardly situation there in the bottom of the seventh, where it looked like the Braves were ready to cough up a lead again. Now, they haven't had a lot of leads because they haven't hit. Going into today, the Braves are hitting like 145 or something.
They're the second worst in Major League Baseball. And there's a reason for it. You look at the top of the order. Freddie Freeman, defending National League MVP, was hitting .077 going into today. That's not where you want to be. Now, he got one hit today, which, because it surely raised his average from .077 to .133. But once you go past Acuna, the next three Braves hitters, Albies is hitting .050. You know, I'm getting a little worried about Albies. Oh, I forgot it was a doubleheader. I forgot it was a doubleheader. Yeah, that's it. It's the hideous seven-inning doubleheader rule. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot they were playing a doubleheader. Yeah, which, of course, is why it started so early. And which makes absolute sense. But Albies hitting .050. Are we getting worried about Albies yet? I mean, because it looked like Albies was going to turn into one of the elite players in Major League Baseball, and he's still very good in the field, etc. But I don't know if he has that elite look to him anymore. Maybe the Braves should be thankful that they did not pay him like an elite player. Because you could go the Fernando Tatis route. You know, the Padres, Ramona, paid their young shortstop $340 million, despite the fact he had at least a three-year history of shoulder issues. He had at least a three-year history.
He hasn't played in 3 years?
No, I didn't say that. But he's played through shoulder injuries. And when you're trying to decide who to dole out the big cash to.
Yeah, give it to me. I'm healthy.
Well, maybe they should have considered that. But you know, you might want to check an MRI or two, an X-ray or two, figure out what's going on before you pay with an extended history of shoulder issues, $340 million. I mean, they come into my office, they say, hey, we're incredibly talented, and we want $340 million. And they'll say, hey, here's your MRI. No. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way not to have to worry about paying the dude.
Right. Right? Here's what they want him for his talent. But the problem is that, you know, he's up at bat last night, and he swings at a pitch, and his shoulder falls on the ground.
What?
Yeah, fell right off his body.
It did it?
Yeah, fell right off his body.
I bet that and, hurt.
Yeah, not only hurt, but now they're suggesting he needs surgery, and that Dr. Chow.
Time to do surgery.
That's the thing. See, what's going on with you? That's the thing that I always see. That's Met stuff right there. Look. I know you people don't understand this, but we have this, you MLB people, you executives, we have this period from the end of the season to the start of the next season. It's called the off season. And see, that is where you want to get your surgeries done. You want to get it done as soon as that regular season ends, or as soon as your prior season, as soon as you're out of contention for the last season, that'd be the time to line that thing right up, pop in there, get that thing operated on, so you'd be almost ready to go at the start of the next season. Instead of dragging your shoulder around with you in a suitcase and then getting to the start of the season, having your shoulder suitcase fall right on the ground with a crash, because that's
what happened. Yeah, right in front of everybody.
Yeah, and now they're saying surgery, and they're saying that. Dr. Chow, note authority, Dr. Chow. We've had Dr. Chow on the program before. Some like him, some don't. I mean, in terms of his level of expertise. But, you know, in our case, you know, he's the name. He's the guy who's out there. So, you know, we've had him on. We've talked to Dr. Chow. He's an interesting fellow. He said Dr. Chow was the only one who was forthcoming on this deal last night. He said surgery. He said it's going to take surgery now. He said he doesn't see it getting better without surgery. He said that, you know, it's a 6-month recovery, and that that he should be able to resume his healthy career after said time. Hmm. You know, I hope so for the Padres standpoint because they bet $340 million on it. You know, so I hope so from their standpoint. Hope so. We shall see. We shall see. But not a good way to start a year where you're one of the leading contenders. I mean, I had the Padres winning the wild card. And the only reason I haven't won the wild card is because of the Dodgers. Because I think the Padres win. I had the Padres win in 96 games. Well, you know, if you're going to lose Fernando Tatis at the start of the year, you're probably not winning 96 games. So you can deduct some from that right off the top. I would say like 6 games. I mean, I think he's that valuable. So that's a big loss for the Padres. I'd probably still keep him as a wild card team. I don't change any of these picks anyway, but that's a devastating loss for the Padres, and it's really devastating if you've invested $340 million in that player. But again, why you didn't address this, why nobody said, hey, Fernando, it could be the offseason. You know, instead of messing around with that thing for the last 3 years and never being 100%, why don't we get that thing? Why don't we send you right to a hospital right now, get that thing cut up and sewed back up? Have you ready to go? You know, near the start of the year. Nope. Let's wait to the start of the year until the shoulder falls on the ground. So that's what the Padres did, and we'll see how that works out for them. It's not a good strategy in my estimation. But in any case, the Braves, who have been just not hitting at all. Again, Albies .50, Freeman .133, Ozuna .118. Hard to win that way. But the Braves have scratched today. Finally, they, you know, I was reminded on Twitter a moment, they had actually lost 7 in a row if you go back to the end of the World Series last year, when they had the 3-1 lead and then lost the last three games of the World Series. They had actually lost 7 games in a row going back to that point in time. But my Braves are off the snide.
Your Mets can just, you know, don't matter as long as you're Braves.
No, they matter. I picked them to win the wild card. So I have, again, I have 2. So if one breaks down, that division.
Okay.
But no, look, that's the way it works. I have to pick the winners. I have to pick the wild cards.
You're not playing. You can't rely on them to do what they're supposed to do. I get it.
Right. I picked the Braves. And I wasn't at all concerned about their little early season deal. These guys need warm weather. So
the season just started. There's a million and
that's
a half
right.
games.
That's right.
It. Maybe exactly. That's why they have the 100 million games.
Right. Well,
so they
can it's
lose
not
a bunch
60,
in the front.
Yeah. Well, it's not a 60-game season this year. Had it been a 60-game season, I would have been concerned with an 0-4 start. But since it's 162 games, not at all worried about that. I still think the Braves are the class of the division. They just got to get their acting gear. Meanwhile, Ramona, my Mets actually rebounded. You know why? Because we score runs for anybody not named Jacob DeGrom. Marcus Stroman pitches. Marcus Stroman, by the way,
that's opted. Not right. Is DeGrom sitting in the dugout while all this is going on?
Of course.
Watching
this? Yeah.
We should feel upset. I would be upset.
Oh, yeah, beyond upset. And Marcus Stroman, you know, he's a guy who chose to sit out last year. Now, I'm not questioning that based on whatever health concerns and reasons he has, but I am saying, you know, he set out last year. The Mets score runs for a guy who set out last year. Here's DeGrom killing himself to save this team every few days, and the best pitcher in baseball doesn't allow a scratch, and the Mets can't score runs for him. There's something
kind of like when I go on vacation and you do everything you're supposed to do while I'm gone, and then when I get back.
Huh? What? What?
When I go on vacation, what? I hear how cooperative you are, and then when I come back, it's like pulling teeth. Because I'm the main pitcher here.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All of a sudden, you can't do anything by yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
That's it.
But the Mets, at least on the board, and look, we need to look. For both my Braves and my Mets, we needed to get a loss on Philadelphia because for some strange reason, the Philadelphia started out 4-0. We can't have Philadelphia We can't have Philadelphia jumping out to some incredibly quick start. We don't want that.
We don't want that. I guess.
So we needed them.
We don't want that.
We needed them knocked back a peg. Dexter says, I thought Major League Baseball was a political organization now. This is a sports show, right? Wink, wink. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, that's actually well done, Dexter. So the Braves on the board, and it should get better now. You know, somebody
well,
will
that's
join
just
Acuna.
Good. It must be over. Yeah. I can't find it on the TV anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's over. We already established that. Hello, is this thing working? Hello, testing. One, two, three. One, two, three. Are you listening to the big show?
You don't listen.
Are you
to me,
listening
so
to the big show?
To you.
Okay, all right. I see how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So I'm good. I feel good about it now. I feel like the Braves are back on track, heading towards their first place finish and their ultimate destination, which is the NL Championship Series, where they will once again lose to the Dodgers. But that's better than not being there at all. That's better than not being there at all. Every day I watch the Dodgers, I think they're actually even better than I thought they were. That's a problem. That's a problem for everybody else. But you know, it's a long season.
Who's Ed's
a long season.
Team? The Cardinals,
St. Louis, yeah, St.
yeah.
Louis.
He hates, St. Louis. So he hates the Dodgers, right? That's who he hates.
He hates the Braves.
Oh, he hates the Braves. I thought he hated the Dodgers.
Well, you know,
he hates them both.
Keep in mind,
all right.
Yeah, you know, he does, and Ed has multiple teams, so that if one breaks down, he has lots of extra.
He does.
Teams, but,
oh, okay.
But and at the end of the process, Ed favors the National League. He doesn't care who it is. You know, in other words, he's
conference.
He's SEC. Okay. Yeah, he may hate the Braves more than anybody else, but if it's the Braves at the end of against the American League team, Ed roots for the National League
okay.
under all circumstances, all right. no exceptions.
Yes. I'm with you.
Ed's a National League guy. You're 100% right.
Okay.
I gotcha. It doesn't matter. Texter says DeGrom is the Mets' best pitcher, so he usually faces the other team's best pitcher. So stands to reason the Mets wouldn't score as much. It does not. I gave you the numbers yesterday. There's nothing that stands to reason about that. He has an ERA of 1.76. It doesn't matter whether he's facing the other team's best pitcher. It does not matter. You can line up every best pitcher in baseball. When your ERA in those 33 games since 2018 is 1.74, 1.76, you should win every stinking one of them, even if you're going up against Sandy Koufax. You're not wrong, by the way, Dexter.
Come on now.
No, hold on. You're not wrong. Okay, you're not mistaken in what you said. You're 100% right that DeGrom is normally going up against the best pitcher. But when you're the best pitcher of all the best pitchers, which DeGrom clearly is, no one even debates that, when you're pitcher number one in all of baseball, you should still win most of the time. So your statement is correct, but the follow-up analysis needs a little bit of adjustment.
Oh, I see.
We have lots to get to, including D. Orlando Ledbetter. We have sent up the bat signal to D. Orlando Ledbetter because D. Orlando at 4:05 today is going to tell us everything we need to know about what the Atlanta Falcons are doing. And there are some things going on there, Ramona. I mean, this is just unbelievable because they just got rid of a coach and general manager who probably didn't see eye to eye. Then they hired two fellows in Arthur Smith and in Fontenot who had no prior working relationship with one another to move the Falcons forward. Rumor has it that those two guys are already at odds about what to do with the fourth pick, which is not good. Quick break. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the ribeye sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Spring cleaning is upon us. Let my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning do the cleaning for you. Only Zero Res can give you their patented cleaning process that uses powered water technology, not harsh chemicals, for an insanely clean home. Right now, get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119. Plus, mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and you'll get a hallway cleaned for free. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to take on the University of Virginia. The Cavaliers are always a tough out in ACC play, and the Tigers are hoping to get a big series win at home. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Gear up for spring with a brand new set of Yokohama tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. Now through May 2nd, when you buy four select Yokohama tires like the High Performance Advent Apex or the all-new Geolander CV Go 58, you'll get a Visa prepaid card by mail for up to $80. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com. Yokohama Visa prepaid card and Visa virtual account issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. No cash excess for reoccurring payments. Terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
Na na na, ba, ba, Babwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South,
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
Foul, foul, throw in the towel.
History, history.
Switch
history,
to Progressive history,
history.
Today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Mail today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMail.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MAIL.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Ramona during the interim there is saying that's a weird song. That's a weird song. What do you want to do? You want to cancel that song too? We're gonna go back and cancel. Is there something wrong
with it? No, it's just an odd song.
Texter, listen to this, Ramona. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. Texter 617 says, can we talk more about you being wrong about Gonzaga? And I wrote, LOL, no, we can't.
Yeah, no,
then he says,
apparently not.
And can we give Coach K a little more credit since he's won the whole thing five times and Mark Few has never, ever won it? Well, you know what? That's a fair point. I consulted, though, with VCU, Lehigh, and Mercer, and they wanted me to tell you, no, we can't.
They're a big fat no. Wait, haven't you figured out, yeah, that we don't like that dude? I mean, you know, I mean, come on.
Hey, I got multiple people asking me. In fact, I have consecutive texts, Ramona. Three, oh, asking me,
wow,
for my top three picks in the Masters. They want me to give my top.
Oh, that's what I wanted about to it. Watch.
Here's what I'm going to go with. You want to watch what? The Masters?
The Masters, I necessarily want to watch it, but that's,
you know
what
was
on when I messed the TV up. So there was golf on. I don't know why.
Here's what I'm
showing something. That Masters doesn't come on until Thursday, right?
So here's what I'm saying. I'm going in the Masters, I'm going Gonzaga, Gonzaga, and Gonzaga. Those are my top three picks. That satisfies the other texter.
Gonzaga, Timmy, and Shrugs or Shugs or whatever
that's
his
right,
name
that's
is.
That's right.
Those three.
I'm going Timmy, Suggs, and Kispert. Those,
yeah, Kispert. He threw him out of the last
Kispert.
Minute. Kispert.
Yeah, I'm going Kispert because I want one of my golfers to shoot 115. Because he couldn't score during the NCAA tournament. So I'm thinking he can post a high number here. That's what I'm going with. That's my strategy. Man. Let me get to the phones. It's Wyatt on the Masters and Byron. Wyatt, how are you?
I had to apologize to Ramona because I guess my cell phone carrier changed my name from Mr. Potato Head to my last name. We live in a PC world now.
I like
potato. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Potato, would that be great?
See, potato. I'll note you, potato.
You know, I'm 32. As a millennial, I mean, we grew up on Crank Yankers, the Chappelle Show. I don't know why we're so PC now. But here's what I'm thankful for. Again, my name's Wyatt. We're all able to use the words, you know, the pronoun words, as you see on social media. You know, the his, mm-hmm. her, him, whatever. Mine is just the letter Y and the at symbol. I think that's appropriate. Wyatt.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, that'll work.
Does that work?
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that,
if you
want to
be
works.
Anybody, you can do it. Why not? Why not?
Mm-hmm. True.
All right. So, here's what I want to do. I want to talk about the Masters, mm-hmm. but I like to do something different. Now, I know I was listening to Kwok and Kelly earlier, and they have, you know, the players that don't make the cut, they shoot technically an 80, which, you know, Rory did an 81. So, you know, any score doesn't matter. I mean, we could say 500 if you don't make the cut. But I like to take the top six players, and obviously the best four low scores move on for each round. Does that make sense?
You want to redo the Masters in your own personal format?
No. For you and I. I mean, we're going to... I'm not Joe Biden.
I was going to say, you're going to have to get them to go along with that, and they're not real agreeable down there.
No. I mean, I'm not Biden over here trying to get the Masters out. I'm talking about with you and I, we would take our top six players, okay? Mm-hmm. So you pick your top six, and the best four scores from each round go forward. And again, if they don't make the cut, you know, you can say whatever. We could say whatever score, 500, because if they don't make the cut, it doesn't matter.
Because there's six, Wyatt, what if, like, your top six and my top six are, like, almost the same?
I can already sense
that you want to like grab Spieth to start. Is that it?
Let's just go ahead and do top six. Are you ready?
I'm not ready to do top six. I have to think about that. I'll let you give your six. I'll give you mine later.
Well, I'm going with Bernard Langer first. See, I'm not going with
as Spieth. Top six.
You got to.
As top six?
Yeah. For 2020, he tied
for... Oh.
For cheat. Yeah.
For a couple rounds.
For top six. No. So for the top six, so what I'm saying is the top six players, and then any of your players that are in the top six, for each round, you take your four, and then they move on. So what basically, your top four players, you pick six, but your four best scores you get to choose from for each round, yeah. Correct.
Okay. Right. And you're thinking that Langer is going to play well for like two rounds before he drops dead on Sunday?
What's that?
Don't let that happen.
Why? Don't say stuff like that. It's hot outside.
It's the Wednesday, well, everybody listening.
Langer's always good. Langer's always good for a couple rounds at the Masters. Then he, peters out.
I mean, he won it twice. He finished top 30 last year.
That was then. Yeah, that was then. What year is this?
I mean, that was
this
last year, though.
My computer says it's 2021, Wyatt. I just want to help you out a little. I'm just trying to help.
No, but I'm saying last year he finished top 30. I mean, but I'm just saying he's played the most rounds, arguably. He's kind of like the Tom Watson when it comes to the Open, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's like 85.
When it comes to the Masters. Yeah. And then I got, and I hate this. I'm sorry, guys. I got Patrick Reed. I even hate to say that. I'm just
going to move. Everybody's best friend, Patrick Reed.
I'm just going to move on.
So far, Wyatt's going with the old guy, the hated guy. You got the old guy, the hated guy. Yeah. Oldest, most hated. What else you got?
And then the cheater. I got Cameron Smith.
Okay.
And then the cheater.
I do like Cameron Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick Reed. Well, here's the thing about Augusta. You got to be very consistent. You can't be like a Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, you could be, but you can't. Expect to crush it like Bryson. I mean, it's a narrow. It's a shorter course than most of the circuit has. But again, Cameron Smith against Justin Rose. Justin Rose. Dustin Johnson. I've always liked Matt Kuchar because of his iron play, and he's a Georgia guy. So those are my six.
Georgia
and then
Tech
again,
guy.
You would take the top four for every Georgia Tech guy.
Who never wins.
Hey, one of the players.
Yeah, he's perpetually consistent. Close. He's perpetually close.
He's good.
Yes.
He's good.
He's perpetually
good.
Close. But he's not winning.
I don't know, man. Bernard Langer might win, though.
Oh, no.
or Patrick Reed.
No. Is this putt?
If Patrick Reed, if the cameras are around Patrick Reed.
We're talking the Masters?
We're talking the actual one?
We're talking Augusta.
Yep, we're talking Augusta. Right. That is not, everybody thinks it's a PGA Tour event. We are talking about the Masters at Augusta National. The private Masters. Yes.
We've got you. So, we have you down. We have your six down. I'll try and deliver my six in a little bit.
I'm gonna go
with Spieth, even though I hate him because he's playing well. So he's gonna be one. So can we pick any of the same players? Since you picked all six first,
I don't care.
Okay,
I don't care.
All right. Well,
I'm going
Spieth and Dustin Johnson, and then I'll figure it out from there.
You're probably gonna be like Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Okay, guys. All right. It's a wacky Wednesday. Wyatt. Y'all take
Thank
care.
Wyatt.
All righty. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah,
are
probably
y'all
the guys.
On that?
Probably the guys who
That's
are
like
actually
really
on the
serious.
Yeah, I'll probably go with the guys who are actually on the Vegas odds leaderboard. Yes, I'll probably go with them.
The Vegas, and they put odds on everything.
Yeah, as opposed to 85-year-old Bernard Langer. Probably.
This guy's not old, or he'd be on the senior tour.
Who? Langer?
Yeah, whoever you said.
Oh, no, Langer absolutely is old. Langer is,
What's his first name? I gotta find this dude.
Bernard Langer, he's like 70. Byron, what's going on?
How are you, Walt?
Hey, Byron, I appreciate you getting in.
I just wanted to say about your Mets, I agree. As a Yankees fan, when it comes to injuries, they should take care of those things in the offseason. Like, for example, Luke Voit, who was limping in the playoffs, goes through an entire spring training and then has to have surgery the day of, and now is out for 3 months.
Yeah.
Why can't you be out for 3 months in the offseason?
That's right. And again, this is a Mets staple, Byron. This is what the my Mets have a long history of doing. All of our ill guys, all of our guys in need of surgical attention, we wait until the day the season is over. Now, mind you, we're always like out of it halfway through the year, so you could start your surgery then. But, you know, just wait till the day you're mathematically eliminated, like 80 games in. You could start your mathematical elimination surgery then. We have our own department, mathematical elimination department. We send all the Mets. No, the Mets always wait till the Mets want to make sure they're mathematically. They don't trust that they're mathematically eliminated. So they actually wait until the off season, and then they all go in. And then this is where you think they would go in for surgery. But no, they don't. They pass on that, too, because, you know, because they have childhood diseases to catch in the off season. So you can't have surgery while you're, you know, sick with hoof and mouth disease. So the Mets wait, invariably wait, to the start of the next season before they get their surgery.
Yeah, I agree. And for the you're talking about DeGrom and the fact that the Mets don't score for him when he pitches, it's kind of the same thing with the Yankees with Gerrit Cole. They don't score a whole lot at once for Gerrit Cole, and he's in the same conversation, in my opinion, as Gerrit Cole. I mean, DeGrom, I think, is a little bit better, but I think head-to-head, I think they probably equal out between the two. But they don't score any runs for him. I mean, he went last year, I think he pitched to a 2.75 ERA, but his problem was he couldn't get out of the first inning without giving up two or three runs.
No. Well, so, you know, that's a long-time issue with elite starting pitchers anyway, but and I have all sorts of respect for Gerrit Cole. I think he's tremendous, but I'm not putting him with DeGrom. I'm not putting anybody with DeGrom. DeGrom is a subset. So he's a class of one to me. And then there's a bunch of guys, probably five or six of them, that you could put in that next group, but there's nobody on DeGrom's level, in my opinion. And again, go ahead, Byron.
Sorry. So if you go back to the 19 season before Gerrit Cole went to the Yankees, he pitched to a 1.73 and gave up like two runs over 25 starts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the same level as DeGrom.
Well, again, I think he's tremendous. I don't think anybody would take him over DeGrom. If you ask anybody today, for this coming season, not for 5 years down the road, for this coming season, you want DeGrom or do you want Gerrit Cole? And I don't think anybody's taking Cole. I just don't. I mean, with all due respect, I mean, I think he's tremendous. He could even be your next choice. He'd be in that conversation. But I just think, I think DeGrom is all alone as baseball's best pitcher, and he gets no support. He's also had no fielding behind him as well. He's had no run support, he's had no fielding, and he's had hideous bullpen performances. Again, you know, he has 33 no decisions since 2018. His ERA is 1.74 in those games. That's just ridiculous. I mean, that's just impossible.
The last thing I was going to ask, since you've probably already talked about it, but what was your opinion on Hubert Davis getting the job over Wes Miller at North Carolina? Because in my opinion, Hubert Davis doesn't have, which I mean, I wouldn't know if it makes a difference, but he doesn't have the head coaching experience that Wes Miller had, and he kind of built up the program at UNC Greensboro to the point that I think he could have taken over North Carolina, but I guess they just made that decision because he was already on the staff.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, Byron, I think a factor there was a lot of ex-players were behind Hubert Davis, and so I think that was a motivating factor. And in this particular social climate, I think it was also a part of the consideration that North Carolina had never hired a black head coach in a major sport. And so I think there were factors in that consideration. Again, most notably that he had extreme support from ex-players. So I think that was part of it. as far as the outcome. Look, I don't know. I think Hubert Davis is a smart guy. I'll be interested to see. I think he's already extended an olive branch to Kessler to see if he can get him back. I think that would be a good move, a really good starting point for a jumping off point for Hubert Davis in a positive standpoint if he can land him.
All right, well, I appreciate it, because, I mean, if Kessler doesn't come back, I don't know who you're going to put down in the block, because Baycott's going to enter the draft without an agent.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, again, who knows? You know, maybe he'll wind up coming back, but we'll see. All right, Byron, thank you. Good talking to you, as always. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. I'm sitting here with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, and we're about to ask him a listener question on disability Medicare. Gary, the listener wants to know if she has a right to additional Medicare benefits if her disability Medicare is kicking in.
Great question, listener, and one I think there's a lot of confusion over. You definitely have more rights than just original Medicare when your disability Medicare A and B kick in. There are a multitude of Medicare Advantage plans that you will qualify for during your initial election period. If you need more assistance, please contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you go. Gary's number again is 864-307-8484. Give him a call today for step-by-step direction through this process.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Repower with a new Tohatsu and feel the wind. Tohatsu Upward offers four stroke motors from 2.5 to 250 horsepower, and they've been building motors since 1956. They offer a 5-year warranty, Simplex technology, and reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Now is the time to get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept all major credit and debit cards. Call Oscar at McCurry's Outboard in Anderson. Call 864-225-8704 and let's deal.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats, from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. You have to sign up for the 105.5 Hole Challenge, where you'll be paired with one of your favorite Roar personalities or Clemson legends. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to sign up for the golf challenge today.
Today on Hey Culligan, cleaner, safer drinking water. We got Chris in Cleveland.
Hey Culligan, I have a water pitcher. Is that safe?
Basic water pitchers are, let's say, passable, but a Culligan reverse osmosis system can do way more and help reduce lead, arsenic, something called pesticide runoff.
Hey Culligan?
Yeah, Chris?
I'll take one of those reverse osmosis
to get the mostest out of your drinking water. Chris, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in on the phone lines if you want. The Vive Broadband Communication phone line, 654-7627. Dear Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC and a million other places will join us at 4:05 today to discuss the Atlanta Falcons and just what the heck is going on with that whole situation. Because there are rumors that the hierarchy is at odds with one another over draft pick number 4 and over the immediate future. And again, these two guys were allegedly simpatico. They were going to work together. There wasn't going to be any issue. Well, according to reports, there are issues. And we'll talk about what the Falcons, who's actually going to have the final say there. I mean, you would think it would be Fontenot, but if he doesn't have consideration for what his head coach wants, then you already have an early fiasco of a situation. That's why it's preferable to have guys who have worked together before. It's preferable. You know, they have some sort of established relationship instead of, you know, picking one out of left field and one out of right field and bringing them together in center field and saying coexist, which is basically what the Falcons did. Now, again, neither one of these guys has a reputation for being difficult, but you know, who's to say? Let me tell you about my friends at Sunday. This is the greatest thing ever. Look, spring's here. It means it's time to get your lawn on track. Look, I know. Last thing anyone needs is another complicated or toxic lawn product. That's why we have Sunday. Sunday isn't just another lawn care product. It's a customized lawn plan that works with nature. They take all the guesswork and all the unwanted chemical bad stuff out. In other words, your kids can play on it. Your dogs can play on it. You don't have those concerns or fears. You know, what are our options these days? We can pay these lawn services $1 zillion, or we can trudge to the home improvement store and lug these 50-pound bags of stuff. There are 8,000 of those bags. You don't know which to use anyway. And then you put it in your 25-year-old spreader, and you spread it around, and then it pours 5 minutes later, and your neighbor's lawn gets green when it all washes away. That's not really an option. It shouldn't be. Look, I have the best option for you. It's Sunday. It's so easy to use. Natural ingredients, quick and easy, non-toxic. They just send you the pouches three times a year, and they're customized to your specific lawn, not some dude in California who's never seen red clay. No, it's customized to your specific lawn. Look, you just go to getsunday.com, put in my home address. Their free lawn analysis tool takes care of the rest all in seconds. Sunday uses soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan so you get all the stuff your lawn needs, nothing it doesn't. Sundaes made with natural ingredients you can actually pronounce, like seaweed, iron, molasses. So it just doesn't get better. Oh, and the best part, the two best things. One, incredibly easy to use. You attach the pouches to your garden hose. You're done in 15 minutes. It doesn't wash away. It stays where it is. And your lawn turns green. let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/Walt to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/Walt.
Okay.
A few things. One, we are going to talk. We're going to continue the Clemson football conversation. We started in the last 40 minutes yesterday. We'll get to that a little later. We'll talk a little bit about quarterback today and about the situation at quarterback and more. We also embark, finally, Ramona, on the Road Rage Top 40 for the upcoming college football season. We've given you one team so far, so we haven't really got into that as yet. We will start to get into that today. Again, Dear Orlando Ledbetter coming your way shortly. The other thing is this, and every day brings new news on this front, Ramona, and it's done so again. Busby's team is busy on the Deshaun Watson matter, and they released a public statement by one of the alleged victims the other day. It was a teary-eyed statement. Other attorneys have pointed out in analyzing Busby's approach that there's a reason why he has surrounded himself with women, with female attorneys. All of the people that he presents publicly other than himself are female. There have been three other attorneys by his side, all female attorneys. He has let them handle the communication. There are reasons for this. There are reasons for it. At the same time, you know, I've watched the woman's testimony. Testimony is probably not the right word here. I just mean I watched her express herself regarding the alleged wrongs that were done to her. And it's hard to watch it and not feel like maybe there is something there. I don't know how this is going to end, but more and more legal people think Deshaun is actually in a fairly significant trouble. This guy is, and let's get one thing straight. This Busby guy, there are all sorts of elements from his past that people have brought up, that columnists have brought up. I don't fully trust anything that he's involved in based on what I've read. I also have believed all along that the numbers weren't significant. Now, I will say this. I saw a group of attorneys that represents women's rights in these type of situations, and they said that there are all sorts of reasons why people don't seek criminal charges, why women don't seek criminal charges. And we knew this, and we've discussed this before. But this is the first time I saw a number put on it. And they said that only 23% of women who have been violated in any fashion actually seek criminal charges. And I've had a conversation with a female attorney about that very thing, because she brought that up to me. And my response to it was this. I have no doubt that that's true. But in this particular case, the number is zero. And that's why I still think it's suspect. Because when you have upwards of 22 or more complaints filed, people who have joined the lawsuit parade, and the number is still zero who have filed criminal charges, well, that number is way below 23%, and the sample size is fairly significant. We're not talking about, you know, well, there were three women who have filed these complaints, and zero of the three were sought criminal charges. Okay, well, that's well within the realm of of the mean, of the average, because if the next one does, well, now you're one out of four, and now you're at your 25% near the 23% number. So, look, I think there are issues. I think that I don't really trust Busby or his involvement in this matter. But I also am starting to think that Deshaun's initial legal representative labeled it as Deshaun putting himself in positions he shouldn't have put himself in. It seems like it's going beyond that now. It just does. It seems like it's going beyond that. I don't know how this ends anymore. I don't know how this ends. But there is one felony sexual assault charge in the deal that would mean jail time. And again, look, the intent of these public testimonials is to persuade. It's to influence. Unfortunately, from a Deshaun Watson standpoint, it appears that Bobby is winning that public from a truth and justice standpoint. Yeah, I'm to the point now where I just don't know. I just don't know. You hope that it's not true, but you're starting to see more tangible stuff that suggests that maybe some of it is. So I don't know where it lands. I don't know where it ends. I mean, if I had a guess, and it would just be a guess, I would guess it ends in some multi-million-dollar settlement. I don't know. And again, there could still be separate criminal charges, because the Houston Police Department does now have one active criminal case filed. So I don't know where it lands. It's an ugly situation. It's just this. It's ugly. And there's no telling how it concludes. And it may not conclude for several years. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Get two pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles. It's Bo time. Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Fuse Alto, America's favorite vape. Get convenient four-pod packs so you can stay in the moment more and run out for refills less. Fuse Alto, available in 1, 2, or 4-pod packs. Get yours in store today. Fuse, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited, based on 2020 retail scan data of reported total Fuse Alto sales volumes.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to take on the University of Virginia. The Cavaliers are always a tough out in ACC play, and the Tigers are hoping to get a big series win at home. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and seven mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio, and all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration.